What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman David Ballarato, our producer Aaron Ferragonio. Yesterday, big news story of the day, the story that just won't go away for some while others would like details released when it comes to the Epstein files. With the story, CBS's Michael George.
Survivors of Jeffrey Epstein's sexual abuse are making their voices heard, joining the growing bipartisan calls on Capitol Hill for the release of the Epstein files. The women sharing their stories, some publicly for the first time, are demanding the Trump administration provide transparency and accountability for what they endured as teenagers. The president, who campaigned on releasing the Epstein files, is now dismissing the scandal as a hoax. CBS's justice correspondent Scott McFarlane reports.
One after another,
there are hundreds of women that are silenced.
Survivors of Jeffrey Epstein's abusive behavior pleaded for the release of the Epstein case files, some addressing the president directly.
President Trump, you have so much influence and power in this situation. Please use that influence and power to help us, because we need it now and this country needs it now.
Several blasted the president for referring to the matter as a hoax, as he did again.
So this is a Democrat hoax that never ends.
This is not a hoax. We are real human beings. This is real trauma.
Teresa Helm of Ohio was among the survivors in Washington. She tells CBS News Epstein assaulted her and that Ghislaine Maxwell allegedly arranged it.
What role did she play in this to you?
So Ghislaine Maxwell played by far the biggest role.
Helm was studying massage therapy in 2002 and said an intermediary promising a dream job and private jet travel directed her to Maxwell, who, Helm says, recruited her to work for Epstein, touting his wealth and his ornate mansion in Manhattan. Helm alleged Maxwell directed her to go to Epstein's home and offer him whatever he wants during his massage, because Epstein always gets what he wants.
She was certainly a master manipulator, I can assure you that.
Helm alleged Epstein sexually assaulted her multiple times during their only encounter in 2002 at his Manhattan home.
This woman changed the entire trajectory of my life. She changed something within me that I will never get back.
Maxwell's attorney, David Marcus, called Helm's accusation an outlandish claim.
The presence of those Epstein survivors on Capitol Hill resulted in a lot of members of Congress answering a lot of questions about what should happen with the Epstein case files. A bipartisan bill would require the full release, but it is short of the necessary votes. Scott McFarlane, CBS News, Washington.
So we'll continue to follow that story. There are so many others, too, internationally. Vladimir Putin suggesting, yeah, I'll meet with Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine in Moscow. That's not going to happen, according to Zelensky, at least there in Moscow. And the CDC and also the Human Services Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy scheduled to testify today before the Senate Finance Committee. This was on the books, but the pressure's been ramped up. Yesterday, more than 1,000 current and former Health and Human Services employees sent an open letter calling for Kennedy to resign or be fired because of the changes he has made since taking office. I'm looking also, Aaron, locally, I think a lot of people heading into the weekend, just getting this first weekend after Labor Day, everybody that's back to school is back to school.
Right.
Settled in a little bit, your new schedules, and then you kind of take a breath this weekend. Maybe just relax, maybe on Sunday at 1 o'clock. You watch
kick
the Steelers.
No, but you're not wrong. I think, you know, you have that long weekend, you come for a short week, and then it's full speed ahead for all the sports, all the activities, theater. I mean, it's all happening.
Yeah, I think a lot of people just like the distraction because it's a lot of heavy news each and every day.
It's a lot of heavy news. There's so much happening. You and I say this all the time, but there's a lot going on a daily basis. You know, there's wars we're trying to, you know, President Trump is trying to stop. There's scandal going on. There's a lot locally that's happening, you know, with the universities and what McCormick and Fetterman are pushing. There's there's so much, which is busy for us, but hard to hear for people, I'm sure.
I thought about last weekend with the Savannah Banana success in Pittsburgh and everywhere they go, selling out two nights, Friday, Saturday, a combined 80,000 people. And I thought, I looked around and thought, people also need to relax and detach. And that kind of entertainment has a place.
Right. I think the Savannah Bananas, and what's the CEO, Jesse, in the yellow suit?
Yeah, the yellow tuxedo.
He hit a vein during a time that was so necessary. I'm happy for him because he really hit that. He struck gold.
Yeah, him and his wife sold their home and bought this struggling minor league baseball team in Savannah and turned it into a mega entertainment. And it's on so many levels. Merchandise, the talent they have is really impressive too.
Unbelievable.
They say they'll come back. So you want to hear what Ben Roethlisberger says about the Super Bowl?
Would love to.
And the Steelers on his podcast, Footballin'?
Yes.
This team is built to go to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They built this team to make a run right now. And so could it happen? Absolutely. There's some other really good teams out there, though. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't even touch, like, the you know, what are the Chiefs going to look like? What are the Bills going to look like? It's just early right now, but I definitely think we get in the postseason. I think this is the year we get our first postseason win in a long time. I think so.
He's calling.
That's the headline, man.
I am crossing my fingers. I vividly remember the last time we went to the Super Bowl.
Ben Roethlisberger said this team's built. I know a lot of people are going, come on, man. We'll see. And this is the time to speculate. And you know what's going to happen after Sunday. No matter what happens, win or lose, it'll be either the end of the season or we are going to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Just depends. So the NFL opens tonight in Philadelphia as they host the Cowboys. And in our 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to broadcast legend Bill Hillgrove, get his thoughts as we get ready for a new football noon with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van. So we're getting ready for the weekend. There is a lot going on in and around town once again. Have you ever been to the Renaissance Festival, David?
I have not.
Have you, Aaron? I think I asked you this.
I want to say I went.
Where are they usually send those women from the show to the studio. We haven't heard that this
I know.
Time.
Is it happening?
I don't know. We'll have to ask.
Text Anthony Fontana. He's on vacation, but text him and ask him what's going on.
Why don't you text him, David? Meanwhile, I thought you guys would appreciate this because yesterday we talked about three generation categories. Baby boomers, Generation X
right
for David and millennial for Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
So we are overthinking everything. There's a new study that found the average American second guesses their daily decisions 41% of the time. That's everything from what am I up for lunch to what kind of toothpaste do I buy? We spend an average of 4 minutes deliberating each grocery purchase, which has now given us a new term called aisle anxiety.
The second guessing, they are not wrong. They're just not.
There is actually like an issue that people are paralyzed by. They call it paralysis by analysis. Can't make a decision.
Yeah.
Well, if it was 4 minutes per every object in the store, you'd be in the supermarket for 4.5 hours.
Well, maybe that was collective. You spent an extra 4 minutes just deciding, should I do this? Should I do that?
But yeah, I mean,
I got to be honest. When I was sent during COVID to the grocery store with the list, you know, masked up with arrows on the aisles, trying to follow the rules. And then I'd get upset when people were going the wrong way. And I'm thinking, what's wrong with me?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's like you know what coffee you like, but you go in the aisle and you're standing there thinking, for what? If you know what coffee you like, why are you deliberating so long? It is, I personally.
And they say never go when you're hungry.
Oh my gosh. That's the worst.
David, do you shop once a week, twice a week?
No, I go.
Groceries.
I discovered this accidentally several months ago. I went, for whatever reason, I can't even remember what it was, but I had to go in at 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning, which is when the store opened, and it's paradise.
You know, I've heard that, David, like as soon as they open or potentially before they close, which, you know, you've got to have a late schedule in order to do that, yeah. But that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, don't overthink. Sometimes your first impulse
is the right one.
That's why it's an impulse. Mm-hmm. You know, have you second guessed yourself on things and you were right the first time?
Yep.
That happens quite a few times.
Well, you can always go back and buy the other tube of toothpaste next time.
Right.
It's fair.
Get that. What do you use, David?
Well, I typically use...
I want to reveal here.
My favorite, and it's not what I'm currently using because the other kind was on sale, but my favorite is actually Pepsodent.
Okay. Pepsodent.
What does the tube look like?
Probably most. See, I knew someone her age would not know what Pepsodent was like.
Sounds like something you use for another matter.
It sounds like honestly, it sounds like a laxative.
Pepsodent was.
Well.
I mean, geez.
But I'm going to look into that.
Pepsodent was, I mean.
Yeah, I know what it is.
You know what it was because you're of that age. If you're Generation X or older, you certainly know Pepsodent. It was huge. I mean,
I'm a Colgate Optic
me
White.
Too. I use Colgate Optic White, and I use two different toothpastes. And then I use a different toothpaste.
Why is that? Why are you complicating your life? Here's something I think a lot of people listening will really relate to. People will spend ridiculous amounts of money on coffee, like going to Starbucks all these little things, but they won't buy a new toothbrush.
Ooh. And then they're wondering why they have maybe the same cough.
Why their teeth are green.
Yeah. Ooh.
All right. So do yourself a favor. Change your toothbrush often. All right. First time ever in the history, we're coming up on our 250th anniversary of the country next year, right? July 4th.
Wow.
The U.S. population is shrinking. According to the U.S. Census data, there were 518,000 births here last year. 525,000 people left the country or were mort, and a decline of 6,000 people. It's never happened in the history of the country, ever, 250 years.
I believe that.
And finally, a poor marketing issue. The floral print shirt everyone was talking about isn't the only thing on Shein that modeled by an AI version of this Luigi Mangione.
What?
Shoppers have found tons of other clothing.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Marketed using the murder suspect's face. Sheen then, when they realized what happened, took down the page. Have you ever heard of Sheen?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What is Sheen?
It is a website that kind of mimics like Forever 21, but I believe they're based in China, so it's cheap. And we love it here in the United States. I don't think you can talk to a single girl, woman, child that doesn't know about that website.
David, have you ever heard of Sheen?
Never.
You gotta get out more. Anyway,
it doesn't sound like you heard of it.
I didn't hear it. I'm trying to Sheen shame you, but it's really me. And what would our president say?
Yep.
All right. For the Big K Morning Show, Larry Richard with Wanda Wilson. Wanda is Western Pennsylvania advocate for Penn Environment Research Policy Center with some news about solar power. Wanda, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you doing?
Good. I know solar power. I think everybody's familiar with solar power. We see those solar panels. A lot of people now have them on their homes, on the rooftops, and other places. It's in the news. Some people don't want these big solar panel fields, but you have information that said, look, you could save a lot of money for schools by going solar. So what is the state of solar right now?
Yeah, we produced a report, released it yesterday, about the capacity for to produce energy on top of school buildings across Pennsylvania. And then we also detailed some information here in Allegheny County as well. We could produce enough power to power the same amount of power for 15,488 homes on the schools just in Allegheny County.
So do you know, Wanda, how many schools already have solar panels on their roofs, or are there that many?
There are some, and we have some examples in the report that we released. There's a school in the Harrisburg area, Steelton High Spire. They have a solar array where they plan to save $4 million on energy over the next two decades. So that's really going to help their school district, and it's all clean energy as well. So that helps the environment. And we were at the Pittsburgh Board of Education with representatives from Pittsburgh Public Schools yesterday. They are planning two projects on two school buildings here in Pittsburgh. And they received a grant from the state Solar for Schools grant program to help with those upfront costs of the installation.
Yeah, there had been a lot of incentives to go with solar power. I know that homeowners have taken advantage of those. Has that changed? Because I heard it was going to change, but has it changed yet? Are there still incentives available for people to do this?
Yeah, they're still in place now. So the school district, the Pittsburgh Public, they can still use the incentives that are available and get their projects going. And still, you know, that helps with the financing of it. But yeah, here in Allegheny County, we lead the state in the capacity to produce solar power on our school buildings, even more than Philadelphia.
Well, how about Pittsburgh International Airport using natural gas and the solar panels to be the only airport in the country that is 100% self-sufficient when it comes to energy? Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and they have those, they call them solar panel farms in places. And there's one not too far from the airport, but overall, Allegheny County seems to be a little above the curve in this space.
Yeah, and there's a lot of, you know, a lot of potential for both cost savings and just, you know, clean energy to be produced. And then once those solar panels are there, they just keep working for decades. And so, you know, that's a great opportunity, you know, for clean energy that once you have it installed doesn't cost anything and is good for the planet, good for our health, and good for our pocketbooks. A lot of school districts, you know, can really be benefiting from using solar power to power their schools. Energy costs are the second highest cost for schools after teacher salaries.
That's an important statistic when every school is trying to save money. And if you're contemplating that, you're an administrator, you need to investigate this now while the incentives are still there. Potentially, they could go away. PennEnvironment.org. Wanda Wilson, appreciate your time this morning. Good luck. Thanks.
Thanks so much.
All right. So I know that there are places where people don't want these solar farms. In fact, in the news today, they're talking about this in Delmont. The people that live nearby, obviously. Have you ever seen these places, Aaron, where the solar panels are out in a field like?
Oh, yes. On their roof?
Not just on the roof. I'm talking about acres of solar panels, a solar panel farm.
I actually don't know if I've ever seen it at a level where, you know, there were multiple in a field.
Well, I get it, because if you could utilize solar energy for your own home, save a bunch of money, to Wanda's point. But then I'll give you, for instance, in Derry Township, the neighbors around what would be a new solar farm are asking supervisors not to grant a permit for the solar array on a rural property near New Alexandria. So it depends on where you live. If you don't want them near your home.
Right.
And the assumption is they don't make noise. It's not that. It just, to some people, that's unsightly.
Right. It's an eyesore, maybe.
And sometimes, you know, if you drive the Pennsylvania Turnpike across the state, you see the windmills.
Yep, exactly.
I mean, there are a lot of them.
There are so many, especially depending on where you're driving through. You could see so many in one clump.
And to me, they're unsightly.
Right.
I mean,
which
if you
is
talk
interesting.
About the natural environment.
Yes. And I think it's funny because when I found out that those were kind of, you know, they're chopping up birds and different things, I was like,
I'm glad
what?
You brought that up, because that's the first thing some people, hey, they're chopping up
yeah,
birds.
And I remember I was mind blown. I was like, wait, here I was thinking, oh, those are so cool looking. And someone's like,
whack. Whack.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what the percentage is, but if they're effective, okay. The irony is you're helping save the environment, right?
Yeah.
On the other hand, you're whacking birds and someone says, well, that's not good either. And they don't look good.
No. And I think maybe it was a friend. They said, if you were to go up close, which I can't imagine, you'd hear it and you'd see.
Birds getting whacked? Come
You'd
on.
You'd see wings.
It can't be that bad. You'd see, come on.
Legs.
No way.
Oh, I've heard.
All right. Anyway, everything's controversial. Free energy. Well, you had to buy the panels. Yeah. That. What about those? I'll get a windmill. No, they're whacking birds. Yeah. Never mind.
AKA News Desk, I'm David Balarado. A 9-year-old girl found dead following a lengthy search for her in Fayette County. The adoptive mother reportedly now facing charges.
Yeah, this is a sad story. We had the missing child story from Tuesday. In that case, they found the young man, 5-year-old, nonverbal autistic boy, in a ravine with a drone. And this obviously very tragic ending.
On a happier note, some old Rite Aid stores are coming back to life as Giant Eagle pharmacy stores.
And it'll be, handier for most people to get to. At one time Mount Washington had 6 pharmacies, and now we're down to 1, so we definitely need this one.
That's Chuck Wise, who's a resident of Mount Washington. Think about that, David. 6 pharmacies at one point, down to 1. And just recently, Giant Eagle making that deal with Mark Cuban. And then, of course, just prior to that, taking on all the, basically, the prescriptions from Rite Aid stores that have gone by the wayside. And now they're using their brick and mortars.
And Powerball keeps on growing after yet another drawing with no big winner.
That kind of money, I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. But I'm going to enjoy the money. If it come out, I'm going to enjoy it.
You know, $1.7 billion is hard to imagine. Now, if you just, whoever wins this, obviously it's a life-changing moment. But they always warn you, be careful what you wish for.
That's right.
Have you ever seen any of these stories? You go, how could anybody, and we're not talking about $1 billion.
Right.
We're talking about even several million people have won, and they end up broke. Owing money and miserable and divorced and nobody's talking to each other.
Sure. And I can't remember the name, but wasn't it the largest lottery winner in Pennsylvania at one point who did actually go through bankruptcy after that? This was maybe 15 years ago. Does that ring a bell with
yes.
you?
Yes. And I will tell you about a story. I won't name his name, from Johnstown, who won $33 million in a Florida lottery that he split with 2 other people. Mm-hmm. So it was 90-some million.
Right.
And he was 54 at the time, and he told John Shumway and I, he was watching us on TV, and when we announced that he was the winner, of course he knew, but he called in. We joked, oh, our new favorite friend. And what was interesting was we went up to do a story with him. He had COPD, and okay. So he was unable to work a full-time job, so he goes, hey, I just want to take care of my family. But we checked back a year later, and he said, I want to keep it simple. People lined up outside his home.
No, I could imagine.
He had to hire security.
Right.
Because people were asking him for money. I mean, it was like people in wheelchairs and people, just every store you could imagine. Then he couldn't go anywhere.
Right.
He couldn't go anywhere without people. And people then got angry, well, because he wouldn't give them, he was not given all
right.
these people money.
Right.
And so they got mad at him.
Right.
He ended up moving to another city and changed his name. And then his family got into it, because who was going to get the money
right.
after dad,
Right.
And it became this whole thing where he ended up having to hide.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just one story, and that's real.
Right. Yeah.
But everybody also says this, David. Yeah, but that wouldn't happen to me. I'd like to try it. We'll see.
You're close to that already anyway. So.
Oh, no. I think you have me confused with someone in the middays here. Right? He'll tell you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.